It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Not Maynard.
You wish.
Every day. That's... I just write it down.
Today we actually have a special guest in the house. We have Colin and Seth with Premier Carpet Cleaning. Yay.
You got it.
Okay.
I like how you nod. Yes, yeah. They're nodding just for all of those
affirmative.
That,
yeah, for
not see them.
People watching our YouTube channel. Right
it's
now.
Okay. Kirk does this to me all the time. He'll do gestures, and I'm like, no one can see it.
Yeah.
No one can see it.
Look at the phone.
Yeah. We're not on the TV, gentlemen.
Yeah. It's coming.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Before we jump into what you guys do, you guys had a team building event. You guys were out of town.
Yeah.
You guys go to was it Chittenden Valdez?
Yeah.
Tell us how to go.
So in building the team, we try to make sure we don't have to be buddy friends outside of work necessarily all the time, but a couple times a year we try to do these events where we get together and have some fun outside of work. I don't talk shop. We don't, like, there's no business agenda. Like, we're there to have fun. So this last week we took the team down to Chittenden and did pretty well. And then
you were like, catch a fish, maybe survive.
Yep.
We'll see who comes back.
And then you still have
a job.
we took the four-wheelers down the trail, fished off the shore, and then.
Nice.
We did pretty well, had fun, and then from there we take the fish to Valdez and charter a boat, one of the professional charters out of there, and takes us out 110 miles and has fun.
Now, do you get one of the fishmongers to?
What's that?
Do you get one of the fishmongers to do the salmon? That's what we do.
That was the best part. Yeah. Having them all filleted that we don't have to touch a knife.
It's crazy. Oh, I don't know what they charge, but for like
saying.
A buck a fish or
that's
what it used to be.
I think it was like $2 a fish for filleting.
Yeah, it's $2 a fish there at the dock for the salmon, and then we just wheel them across the street to Easy Freeze. And
perfect.
So it costs a couple $100, but we enjoy the time together. We come home with packaged fish. I actually bring the chest freezer, run it with the generator on the way home, and so
it's
I've been doing it for, I've been going to Chittenden for like 15 years myself. I remember going as a kid with my parents, but like initiating the trip and trying to figure out what you want or how to do it. And so it's pretty sweet.
That's nice. Awesome. Well, let's jump into what you guys do. So you guys have been, how long have you guys been Premier Carpet Cleaning?
So I grew up around the business.
Okay.
My dad had a carpet cleaning business growing up. And then about 7.5 years ago, or 2017. So 7 years ago, I was working a job. I actually enjoyed it, but I was like, I got young kids and I want a little more freedom in my time, and so I started my own business on the side, and then we started carpet cleaning, just carpet, tile, and upholstery. That's it. And then from there we've grown, and we got four guys that work for me now, and I've got a great team, and we do carpet cleaning, carpet, tile, upholstery still, but then we branched into doing water loss, water damage also. So,
And I do want to definitely go there because there's a big hole in Fairbanks and North Pole for that need, I think. But tell me about tile and upholstery cleaning. In real estate, I haven't done that too much. I didn't know you really clean tile, upholstery. We have dogs. I would love to have all my upholstery clean.
Tile's pretty, hard surfaces. Like you clean the tile and grout, and then there's different tools, different water pressure you clean it at, different chemistry you use. And then also that ties in hand with like garage floors and concrete floor and.
You know what? We've never talked about that on the show.
Never.
We've done a bazillion shows. We've talked about how to get your house ready for sale, we have never touched cleaning.
What does that
look
like?
Or tile floors?
No,
that's awesome.
What does that look like? Cleaning tile floors or cleaning hardwood surfaces when the house is occupied?
It's a great question. So tile, carpet, you want to clean. I don't know how nerdy you want me to get on carpet cleaning.
Sure.
We literally go through like carpet cleaning classes. That we get into like the chemistry behind it and the different specific fibers and layers of carpet and the backing of carpet, and for us we get jazzed about it, but
not many people like talking carpet.
Yes, people are turning off the show as we speak.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding.
So carpet we usually clean like there's different ways of doing it, but there's 200 to 300 PSI, and then with tile though you really got to crank that PSI up, and so the tools we have keep the pressure. Like that water pressure in the head of the machine, so it's not like spraying all over the place, and so it keeps the environment clean and organized, and occupied, we clean a ton of tile in occupied homes.
So. Oh, okay. So you can do either occupied or unoccupied, no problem. Come in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it though, do the homeowner, do they need to move furniture or is that part of the service? I guess.
Great question.
Yeah.
So with moving furniture, obviously we don't want to move grandma's china hutch.
Sure.
That's been in the family for a million years.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just draw the line there. No, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
We do a small moving fee if it's like big stuff and couches and different varieties of stuff like that. Kind of our rule is when we come into the house, if you can just clean the kids' toys off the ground and everything like that, that's kind of the expectation of us coming in.
Pick up dad's underwear.
Right.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Yep. No
sense.
One wants
Makes
to
sense.
See that.
Yeah.
But generally, no, there's not a real big moving cost. If there is delicate things, if we break it, we're going to buy it. So we are going to do a little bit of a moving fee on that just as some reassurance for us.
Sure.
But generally, no.
Well, that was a $40,000 vase, by the way.
Exactly.
Everything in my house is...
insurance isn't covered.
Yeah. I live in an antique store. I don't know why you're touching that.
Do you guys clean like LVP or hardwood floors or all that stuff?
So the biggest separation in floor cleaning is you can have the carpet, the concrete, the tile, the LVP. Hardwood floor and engineered floor, it's a whole different game.
Okay.
It's a whole different animal, whole different level of liability. And so we can clean it. We have to be very careful in the way we do it. and then not all of our technicians are trained for it.
Okay.
And so when we do plan those out, we're a bit more strategic in the schedule. We're very strategic in what we're using. We are branching into doing wood floor maintenance. There's not many people in town, even in the state, that do sand and refinishing or a screening recoat.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
We have all the equipment. We just need to make sure we go through the proper class.
I mean,
I mean, I'd feel comfortable doing my own home, but the company name on it, it's a different game. But
yeah, you broke it, you buy the house.
Yeah.
You don't want to have that happen.
And sometimes if customers have questions, I'm like, sometimes just a Swiffer sometimes can do better than, the liability behind everything.
Right.
So let us take care of the carpets, upholstery, tile, concrete floor. If you just want a Swiffer, sometimes a little bit better.
Yeah. Can you do all it? So let's say I have multiple floor surfaces. Mm-hmm. So I have all those things that you just named.
Yeah.
Can you come in and do it all at once or does it have to be booked into separate?
Generally speaking, we keep 95% of everything we would need on the van all the time.
Cool.
Okay.
To include the different types of cleaning solutions that we're going to use for different types of carpet. We have a pretty good idea. I mean, we have a pretty good idea of what we're running into 90% of the time. Every now and then a curveball will get thrown at us and then we run back to the shop or that kind of thing. But the 95% of the time, everything we would need is in the van and the technicians are trained how to do it all.
Okay. And like, I guess for a booking, so what, how does that work? I want to book you to do those things in my house. I have carpet, I have laminate. I want to do the garage. I just think it's great. Yeah, especially if I'm getting ready to list or I just want it done. I'm not even going to sell. I just want it done. What does that look like?
So people really like to either be home to get eyes on it so they can see it.
Sure.
But half the time I would say people just love leaving the home. They leave a key for us and we lock up and we're on the way out. So they don't even see us in the house. So a lot of the times you don't have kids running around. You know, you make beautiful little lines with carpets and kids run up and tackle their brother on top of it and ruin the line. So you don't necessarily want that. But doing it all at once is we're fully capable to do it. It'll just take us a little bit longer. If we were just going to do carpets in a three-bedroom, two-bath house, it would take us 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
We'll maybe book another hour on top of that if we're going to do the concrete floor in the garage or we're going to do LPV or any other type of flooring or upholstery. Couches take like 45 minutes, a good three-seater sectional.
Really?
Oh, they take forever. There's a lot of labor in that.
Interesting.
So it's just more time that we take.
So, but what information do we need to give you? Do we need to say, like, we have 5 pieces of furniture we'd like done, we need the carpets in a three-bedroom house, or do we give you the square footage? I guess, what information are you looking for so you kind of can be like, okay, I need to budget 5 hours, or I need to bring 2 technicians?
First off, nobody has any idea how big their homes are.
Of course. Of course.
They know where it's at on the map. They can drive there. It is so funny to me. People will buy a house, and I'd ask, And we're not looking for specific square footage, but do you know about how big the house is? And
right.
They're like, I don't know, 1,000 square feet? And then it's a big three-story house up on the ridge.
It's 3,600.
Yeah. and I'm exaggerating, so kind of what we do is we try to feel it out, say, hey, what part of town are you in? And if someone says, hey, I live downtown in a fourplex, okay, cool. We have a general idea of how big they are. Someone says, I live in a five-bedroom house, three-story home up on the backside of the ridge or up on Farmer's Loop. Sometimes those houses will want to go and do an on-site estimate.
Okay.
Because we kind of give like a ballpark price over the phone or over email or whatever.
Sure.
We try to make sure that the way that someone connects with us, that we respond to them in that way. So someone messages on our Facebook page. By the way, go check it out. Tons of videos and pictures.
Yeah.
And then Messenger. Right, we got Facebook Messenger on there. And then we try to respond back to the way someone responded to us. So that if someone's going to text us, it means they don't want to call us. So we're not going to call. Typically.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And then or if they call, we try to call back. Anyway. So with that being said, we play 20 questions. We figure out what's going on, about how long it'll take, and we get a feel of probably 3/4 of the customers that call in. We give a ballpark price over the phone.
Okay.
And I always try to estimate high.
Yeah.
Because we tell them it's going to be whatever, 500 to, let's say it's going to be $700 to $1,000 over the phone, and then we show up and it's $650. It's a much better experience than if we say, oh, it'd be about $350, and we show up and it's $900.
Right.
And so we always preface that with saying, hey, based on the information you gave me, based on this, how big this area is or the scope of the job, then here's the ballpark price. But the biggest thing that we always assure, no matter where we go on a number, we always make sure that we are going to give you the exact price after we look at it before we start.
Okay.
So there isn't this do the job and then we're going to come up with a number at the end.
And you guys probably know that's pretty much unheard of in this town. They just don't even give you a quote. They just show up, do the work, and you get an invoice. And yeah. Then you're like, oh.
Full transparency.
So that's how much it costs.
I've been at other service jobs and sales jobs in the past. And so when I started my business, I said, okay, what are the steps and processes that we can do to make it the most transparent, the easiest for a customer to understand,
yeah.
and the most convenient?
Right.
And so, because a lot of times it's someone calls and then you text back, or they text and then you call back, and it's like, first, well, I don't want to talk to you on the phone. I'm in the middle of doing something. Like, and then, but one thing I do appreciate though is even if we're on the phone, I usually have them try to text the business line their name, address, and email, so it's all spelled correctly, because there's three different ways to spell Johnson Street.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. And so you're at the wrong address doing the wrong house.
Yeah. And so, anyway, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, no. That's great.
What does concrete cleaning look like, since I've just never been through the process? Most of them are going to be garages that you guys do, or commercial jobs, and then people are, obviously, you want everything out of there, and vehicles, and...
To an extent, pull the vehicle out, sweep it, and then if there's shelves and stuff that are around the perimeter, don't necessarily pull all those out, but the same, it's called a tile spinner, but the same... If you go to like Home Depot or Lowe's, you can see those little tile spinners, and they're rated for up to 2,000 PSI or whatever. Those are great for like your driveways, and they will clean the garages if you have a really good sloping drain system. But I mean, you're pumping out 2 and 3 gallons a minute when you're doing tile at 1,000 PSI to 1,500 PSI. So there's a lot of water that you're spraying out. And so on jobs like that, it's important to make sure that you can recover it or suck it up back into the machine on our van mounted machines. And so
speaking of driveways, you guys do driveways too?
No, there's a couple that kind of steps over into like pressure washing, which is comparable service if we ever wanted to get into it, but there's a couple places here in town who have bigger setups,
gotcha.
And more appropriate for that.
Okay. No, so, average, let's say 600 square foot garage. Mm-hmm. Do you have a rough estimate that what that would cost?
Yeah, so we charge per square foot, but people don't know how big their garages are.
Yeah.
And so generally speaking, it's about $150 to $200 per
one stall.
Yeah. So if you got a 2-car garage, we're probably $300-$400.
Because one thing we're always thinking of what we can do to increase value in a seller's house, and I don't care if it's a seller's market, buyer's market, balance market.
Absolutely.
Just you're going to get more value out of your house if it presents better. So we're just always trying to think of what we could do to add more value. And it seems like $200, $400 to do a garage is going to add.
Yes.
You're going to get your at least your $200 to $400 out of it, if not more.
100%.
Yeah. You'll get all the smells out of the garage, too.
Super good
point. Okay, are you guys cool if we take a quick break?
Yeah. Do it.
We'll circle back, and I got a ton more questions for you.
I will allow.
We'll be right back.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jamie.
So if you're just joining the show, we have some fabulous guests on today with Premier Carpet. We have Seth and Colin with us talking about how you can utilize their services anytime. I was going to say day or night. Anytime to...
We are 24-7 for emergency loss.
Oh, yeah,
loss.
That's true. If it's emergency, you can. So that's just kind of give us a quick... Tell us a little bit about what you do, just in case somebody's joined. Tell us quick blurb about your service.
Carpet, tile, upholstery, water restoration. Done.
Boom.
Bam.
Okay, so what is your... Did you have a follow-up question, Kirk?
Yes. So you guys are licensed insured. Everybody wants to make sure that the people are licensed insured, licensed bond insured. So that's always...
No, they're not. As they've just been doing it for funsies for a while.
We're winging it.
So you talked... So you guys are most likely going to do your estimate over the phone or via tech, however they got a hold of you, and then you'll follow up on on-site just when you get there, just to narrow it down so people aren't surprised. Super cool. We know you guys do residential. How much commercial do you guys do? And I know you guys did our office. You did a fantastic job. Thank you so much.
We do quite a bit of commercial.
Yeah, I was looking at your Facebook post. You guys, looks like you've done a few jobs. So
yeah, I would say probably 30% of our jobs are commercial, and the rest, 70% is residential.
Okay.
And for residential and commercial, we're 1 to 3 days out, generally, for booking.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
We have a pretty good capacity with the team. So we can get stuff done pretty quick.
That's fabulous.
You guys do move-ins, move-outs. So you guys are obviously familiar with the rental market. Do a lot of move-ins, move-outs for us too?
Tons.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Tons.
And I think we manage about 250 doors. And yeah, we always have people going in and out. We're always having it cleaned, you know, when it's move-in ready. And so that needs to be that ready for the next person, whether the tenant's paying for it or the owner's paying for it. It just needs to be done.
People cycle out of this town pretty fast and come back in pretty fast, and then you have the military portion of it too. So,
on your website, it says stain removal. Can you guys elaborate on what stains that you guys are accustomed to?
Yeah, so we have there's a difference between a spot and a stain. We have tons of spot removers, meaning it's right on the surface of the carpet, and it's pretty easy to get out if you have the right chemistry. But not a lot of people have the right chemistry for it. So spots we get out a lot. Stains can be a little bit harder because they sometimes dye the carpet. But again, we have different types of chemicals that we use or solvents that we use to help get out the stain. We never guarantee anything. Nothing in life is guaranteed. But if it's like a red wine stain, we can at least get it a little dimmer than it was before. And sometimes we get it out completely, and sometimes it's like we didn't even do anything. So it's never a guarantee, but we have had great success with it.
Total weird question. I'm a science guy. I love chemistry. I love chemicals. I'm not afraid of them. But if you're like, well, if you had kids, they'd probably be licking the carpet. Your dogs probably lick the carpet. Are they good for animals? Are they okay with animals? You have to wait a certain amount of time before animals are running around on them.
Great question. So the chemicals and solvents we use are as harmful as the stuff underneath your bathroom sink. So as long as we're not inhaling it, we're good. As long as you're not chugging down some Ajax, you're good.
You hear that, Jim?
No, that's telling me that's at you. I can't lick the carpet, or I can lick the carpet. I'm going to need an answer.
Don't do drugs
to
and don't do chemicals, I guess.
Okay, so as long as we're not, our pets are not inhaling it, they're fine. They're safe on the carpet. Okay.
And we try to make sure that. Kyle? Not that we try to make sure, we do make sure that any of the cleaning solutions that we buy, they're from a reputable source. So there is proper SDS sheets. So if Captain OSHA pulls us over and was like, let me see the logbook.
Yeah, you're not buying it off the back of a truck.
It's all there.
Kirk.
And yeah, so, what?
What are you trying to get?
It was Chinese drywall. It's
trying to get off the back of a truck.
Yeah. So fun fact for you real quick, though, is on that concept of a spot versus a stain, okay? So for instance, if we're cleaning a coffee spot, one question that we'll often ask is it regular or is it decaf? People say, what's the difference? Why does it matter? They're sugars and creams, yada, yada, yada. Decaf is actually clear, and they add brown dye to it to make it brown. Now, a regular coffee, we're dealing with an organic stain. A decaf coffee, we're dealing with a synthetic stain.
Interesting.
Treat them differently.
Did you ever think, oh my gosh, I'm going to know all this stuff?
Nope. The only chemistry that I really paid attention to before this was chemistry between my wife and I.
Aww. I hope that someday you're in some kind of contest and they ask that question and you're like, oh my God, I know.
What do we got for him, Johnny?
I know the answer to that.
His children are
well-versed. We're going to win $5 million.
Okay, pet cleanup was the next one.
Yep.
What do you guys do for pet cleanup? Are we talking accidents or just do they just general pet smells in a house? You want to get rid of it prior to selling your house?
There's several ways to tackle this, and there's several ways to address the severity of the situation. So, for instance, we walk in, and I love this. People say, "Oh, my pets don't pee on the carpet."
Well, LOL.
Yeah, really. And so we use a high power black light, a UV light. So that we can see because the organic stains will glow under a UV light.
They're not allowed to go to your house, Kirk.
Yeah.
I was telling Kirk before, we don't shine anywhere but the carpet.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Yes. And so that helps determine exactly where the spots are. And if it's one or two spots, usually we don't have to use any like major pet treatment, but sometimes you dim the lights.
Best show ever.
Maybe lock them doors and turn them lights down low.
Best show ever.
No, but for real though, you turn that black light on, the UV light on, and the carpet just lights up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Because there's so many pet urine spots.
Sure.
And at that point, I mean, we always tell them, like, hey, look, we can make it better. It'll always look really good, but there's so much urine saturation in the pad.
Right.
And then, for instance, a 4-inch spot of urine spot on the carpet is going to be twice as big in the pad and then twice as big in the subfloor.
Yep.
And so you're really dealing with a lot going on there. We do provide services sometimes where we pull the carpet back, rip out the pad, seal the floor, put new pad in, stretch the carpet back in. And the only time that's really cost prohibitive though is if it's really, really nice carpet and it cleans up well. It's really nice carpet that cleans up well.
Jamie, it's time to take your pills.
I swear. If this show was on live, I would slap you. Gently. the face so as not to go to prison.
Yeah. The only time that's cost prohibitive, though, is if it's really nice carpet and it's hard to replace. Because okay. We're a couple bucks a square foot to do that. But the benefit to it is you're not waiting for new carpet. You're not waiting for a carpet installer. You're not waiting sure. for we can get in. You that process usually takes about 3 days because you pull the carpet back, clean the carpet back in front or top and bottom, and then put new pad in and then seal the floor with an oil-based type of sealer. And then stretch the carpet back in.
Okay.
And so
that is so good to know.
And man, it's so much cheaper. I think installing carpet was like 12. My brother's an installer. And in the lower 48, it's 12 to 15 bucks a square foot.
Right.
Just to get new carpet in.
Yeah.
So a couple bucks to do the whole shebang.
That
sometimes is a lot better.
Really good to know.
Yeah.
So maybe I think you guys answered my questions. I was going to say, is there a point where you guys just say, hey, I just, you know, cleaning your carpet's not worth it. So
absolutely.
Maybe that's the next plan would be, hey, but we can do seal the subfloor. Put new padding in, then restretch it.
And
plan B.
We only do that a couple times a year.
Okay.
Honestly, because at that point the carpet, it's got to be really nice carpet that can hold up to a thorough cleaning top and bottom.
That makes sense.
And then usually it's a thick pile or a wool carpet or something higher end that's worth the cost of doing that.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because all of a sudden we're $400 or $500 into a 100 square foot area, but it all looks good. The odor's gone, and it matches the rest of the carpet that you had a special order from Turkey.
And then
I'm making it up.
And you probably run into some jobs that you're like, just, hey, we just can't do it. It doesn't make
absolutely.
Sense. Y'all need to rip that stuff on out and do something different.
And especially if it's a move out, we're just going to say this is beyond cleaning. We can't make it clean enough for the next person to move into if they don't have pets. If someone's living there and they're going to continue living there, we'll tell them we'll clean it and it'll be better. But it's only 50% better. And again, that's not scientific, but
right.
They're like, no, that's fine. We just want better. Okay. All right. But if it's a move out and it's a tenant moving out or someone moving out and someone else is moving in, we're going to do our best to make sure that there's essentially no sign of pets.
So you do more than carpet cleaning. You guys do, and we've only got like 3 minutes left. So restoration, what do you guys do for restoration?
Yeah, we're a 24-hour service for water restoration. So your wall floods, pipe breaks, mainly in the winter, but also people flood their bathtubs in the summer and do certain things that new homeowners do, and they flood portions of their house or their pipes breaks in the house. So we do try to be as least invasive as we can, but if the job needs to be done correctly to be invasive, we're going invasive. And what that means is we can either, the most invasive is gutting all the walls, getting out all the insulation. We pull back the trim and you aerate the walls. We're basically just the dry out portion of the water loss and water restoration.
A very
game.
Important part of it. Yes. Yeah,
yes.
That's awesome.
And we try to be there really quickly from the time that the customer or the property manager calls us. We're a 24-hour service. So we try to be really quick to get out there to actually, because the sooner we get out there, the faster it dries and the less chance for further damage.
Do you guys have big air handlers or
air movers? Yep.
Yeah.
Commercial,
so
like dehumidifiers, or
I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt. Do you have like a late night on call number for that? How would somebody even know? Like, okay, my gosh, it's midnight.
Yeah.
My pipes just broke. You know, I have flooding and damage, and I'm freaking out.
For the ease of all customers,
yeah,
we have one phone number, we have one email,
okay,
and we have one website.
Okay, we got 60 seconds left.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, Jamie?
Yeah. So
it's the same phone number.
Okay, gotcha. So, what
I'll
is that him. Phone number?
It's 907-978-1959.
All right.
That's the year you were born.
It is. Yes.
How else can people get a hold of you?
Via Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, Facebook has been good to us. You can email us from our website. It's oh my gosh.
Premier.
Yeah.
premcarpets.com.
Yes. Premcarpets.com.
Awesome.
So we try to keep it as short as possible, but you'd be surprised how many premier carpet cleaners there were across the nation.
Yeah, I saw
it's
that.
Like a million.
Yeah.
Also, join that Facebook page. We're going to be more interactive on that, posting videos and the how-to.
Yeah,
and contests and giveaways.
Yeah, I'd like to see a blacklight video, I think.
There's some on there.
Oh, okay.
Of your house.
Not of my house.
Yeah.
Stop it. Yeah. Of your house.
Of your basement.
I don't.
Your creepy-ass basement.
Creepy. creepy basement. Oh, Lord. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys so much. We sure appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
And have a good Saturday and stay tuned for Behind the Mission with the United Way. Take care, you guys.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Mediactive production.